Biden administration boosts Trump's tariffs on China despite attacks from Kamala Harris. By John Binder on September 13, 2024. President Joe Biden's United States Trade Representative, USTR, Catherine Tai announced increased U.S. tariffs on China, initially imposed by former President Donald Trump. The tariff increases come even as Vice President Kamala Harris attacks the use of tariffs on the presidential campaign trail. Today's finalized tariff increases will target the harmful policies and practices of the People's Republic of China that continue to impact American workers and businesses, Tai said in a statement. These actions underscore the Biden-Harris administration's commitment to standing up for American workers and businesses in the face of unfair trade practices. Among the tariff increases on Chinese imports are 100% tariffs on electric vehicles, EVs, 25% tariffs on non-lithium-ion battery parts and lithium-ion batteries, 50% tariffs on semiconductors, 50% tariffs on solar cells, and 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum products. The China tariffs are important, Tai writes, as they have helped cut U.S. imports of goods from the People's Republic of China, and Incria said. Imports from alternate sources, including U.S. allies and partners, thereby potentially supporting U.S. supply chain diversification and resilience. For years, Trump has said the U.S. must increase tariffs on China, specifically on China-made cars, including EVs, to prevent the bloodbath against America's auto workers. Conversely, Harris has attacked the use of tariffs, suggesting they are equivalent to a national sales tax on Americans despite there being no such evidence that tariffs increase consumer prices. Harris has also used anti-tariff talking points from one of the nation's leading free trade organizations. Harris's opposition to tariffs aligns with her Wall Street donors' interests. Wall Street types have complained in the Wall Street Journal about the prospect of more tariffs under Trump. Similarly, an economist with a China-based investment firm is lobbying against Trump's proposal to slap 100% tariffs on countries that shun the U.S. dollar. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.